AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As U.S. officials warn that COVID cases are back on the rise, the World Health Organization is reporting there's a new coronavirus variant, which appears to be spreading quickly. More from our Tim McGuire.
They were observing what looked like a new variant.
South Africa's health minister, Joseph Fala, says the new coronavirus variant is worrisome because of its high number of mutations and rapid spread among young people.
As people start to move even more, over the next few weeks, this will be all over.
Fala says there has been an exponential rise in infections in South Africa in the past 4 or 5 days. They are working now to determine the percentage of the new cases that have been caused by it. The variant has also been found in travelers from South Africa to Botswana and Hong Kong. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Biden and the First Lady thanked the nation's service personnel for their work in keeping the country safe. They released a video ahead of a visit to a Coast Guard station in Nantucket, where the Biden family is spending the holiday. Reporters asked what President Biden is thankful for. He said the nation's military members.
I've watched them in the South China Sea. I've watched them in Afghanistan, Iraq. Watching the South America, wherever they are.
The National Retail Federation's forecasting holiday sales will be up around 8.5% to 10.5% higher than last year's. That's when shoppers locked down the early part of the pandemic, spent money on things like pajamas, and bought mostly online. There are concerns this year, though, about supply shortages and longer shipping times. The mother of Ahmaud Arbery tells the Associated Press she is grateful for the jury verdict that found 3 white men guilty for her son's death last year.
I'm thankful because this is the first Thanksgiving that we're having saying that we finally got justice for Ahmaud. But again, I mean, my heart's still heavy because this is Thanksgiving and my baby's not here.
This is AP News. Russian officials say 52 miners and rescuers have died after a devastating blast in a Siberian coal mine. More than 200 workers were rescued. Many of Europe's Christmas markets stayed closed last year because of the pandemic, but are coming back this year, despite a resurgence in COVID cases, especially in Germany. From Frankfurt, the AP's David McHugh reports, it's a tricky balance to keep the economy moving.
The people who go to the Christmas markets and enjoy a glass of mulled wine will often wind up in a nearby restaurant. Perhaps they come in and stay in a hotel. So the Christmas markets are really an economic engine for historic city centers in Germany.
The European Union's drug regulators authorizing Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use on children from 5 to 11 years old. That clears the way for shots to be administered to millions of elementary school students amid a new wave of infections. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.